This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
It's that time, Patreon Saturdays. Today, we conclude our chat with Miss Dana Wilkie about Jen Shah, what she really knows, and we are finally going to break down what happened a few weeks ago, the day after Dorit's home was broken into when Teddy Mellencamp accused Dana of being the one who is responsible for Dorit's home invasion. That is basically more or less what happened, according to the headlines of Page Six and all these other places. That's on Patreon right now, and Dana talks about the DMs she got from Teddy and PK and what is going on. I mean, why these people are reading blogs and web pages and posts, I mean, I don't know. But I'm going to keep my opinion to myself. Dana tells the story best about what she says these DMs said from Teddy and PK and Dorit. And we are going to talk more about Jen Shah and what she knows and with Salt Lake Housewives she's heard from. Here's a few little examples of our conversation today.
Okay, so here's the scoop. Basically, what happened was I posted on my Instagram what was to be a kind of blind. And it yes. was the Secretary of State of California, one page document that, you know, you file when you like have a company. And it had an office address on it for the company. And then the company name was a street LLC. So it'd be like Wilshire LLC or I don't know, Rodeo LLC, or be like, you know, I don't know, Broadway LLC in New York. Okay. And it was a big street. It wasn't a small street, just to be clear. And that's all I posted. And what I said is, guess why I posted this. Okay. That's all I wrote. And what happened was PK saw the blind. And so PK took my post and reposted the legal document plus like a picture of me onto his Instagram of like 150,000 followers.
So wait, and then, just back up 1 second. So you just posted this and then like how much after that did PK see it and post it?
Like within an hour. So then he reposted it and he wrote this, you know, Dana's got my see you next Tuesday week award.
Because apparently okay. he started doing this.
Yeah, he started doing a see you next Tuesday weekly award, I guess. And so he says, this is a public document that anyone can get and there is no scandal. She's trying to imply that I'm a sketchy, corrupt, like something or other. I'm paraphrasing. You know, I'm not reading it, but it was something to that effect that she's trying to say that I'm like a sketchy person or whatever, but it's just a regular document and there's nothing basically sketchy about it. You know, she wants to use this to be famous or some like other dig, right? On that front, thirsty or I don't know, usual crap, right? Okay. So, yes. And he leaves it up and I write him back. I repost what he posts on my feed. Anyway, we left it at that. We go to bed. The next day I wake up, his post is deleted. And there's people saying that Dorit's been robbed, but I don't really understand the full story because I just like woke up right. and happened to glance at my Instagram. And so I'm like, whatever. And I actually didn't think much of it because, again, there's nothing with her home address or anything like that on what I posted. It was like ridiculous. All of a sudden, out of the blue, Teddy writes something in my feed and I almost never see it because I get so many. So I can't even keep up with them. So I just happened to glance at that section and I see Teddy Mellencamp and she's coming for me in my feed. And I'm like, what? And she writes under my post, this is the reason Dorit got robbed. You know, something like that. Blaming me and my post. Okay.
Did you ever speak to Teddy in the world before this?
Her and I've had a fight. We had a fight, but it was a public fight over Twitter.
What was it about? And like, just briefly, and when, like a year ago or like,
it was like, yeah, like a year ago. And yeah, it had to do with her being really boring and bumping her head on her father's shadow or something like that. It was a joke I made anyway.
And she didn't care for that, which, you know, I mean, I could understand.
I don't mind. It doesn't matter. It's so silly. I listen, I'm like, I was cool. She came for me that night. She, you know, and I had fun with it back. It's just, you know, it's, that's all like, that's fun in games.
The thing, Jack and Diane, huh?
But not, you know, you don't say someone caused a robbery that was done at gunpoint. Like that's not a fun and game. That's like serious. And it could have put me in danger. It really could have, but it's okay. I'm not going to go that like heavy because I'm not that guy, but it could have. And so I responded back to her and I said, Teddy,
you guys know I'm always on the go and running around with this job. And I've never made a priority of hydrating and putting the right nutrients into my body. And I always find myself hungry. That's why 310 Nutrition for me has been a lifesaver. Their water hydrators are great. You add them to water and they make your water so delicious. They have refreshing, healthy lemonade mixes without sugar. And my personal favorite, they're all-in-one shakes. My favorite's the caramel sundae, but they also have vanilla cake, shamrock cream, chocolate icing. One of these shakes, it totally satisfies my hunger. It cures my carb craving. It cures my sugar craving. It's low fat and low carbs. And hello, it tastes like dessert. But don't take my word for it. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code VELVETROPE and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 off your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and it's easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products you know you'll use. Go to 310nutrition.com and use the code VELVETROPE right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310nutrition.com and use code VELVETROPE.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time. Apes hunt humans. That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This document is public record. There is no address on it. There is no way this caused this robbery. Like that was what I wrote back under my own post, under her post. Anyway.
That's a lot nicer than I would have responded.
It was crazy. Okay. And then what happened was, I guess Teddy reported both posts to the Instagram people.
Really?
And they pulled both down. And guess what? They asked me if I wanted them reviewed and I said, yes, please review them. And guess what Instagram did? They put them right back up again.
Really?
15 minutes, it was back up again. So I knew right there, I was like, I'm safe now for sure. Like, because they're strict.
Right. Yeah. Like now, I mean, it's like, let's go for a lawsuit here because I have a proof. Okay.
So then what happens is Teddy Mellencamp DMs me and she says to me, you've got to take those posts down. You know what's the right thing to do. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I said, Teddy, not PK, not Dorit, has told me to take it down. But since you've DM'd me privately and asked me nicely, as a courtesy, I'll take it down, but I don't have to. So then I took it down immediately and I left it there. And then I texted her and said, Page Six is running a story, because I got notified like right when this was happening that Page Six started running this story that Teddy Mellencamp said I was the reason that she got robbed. And they were promoting it hard. Okay.
So did Page Six see it? They saw her comment on your Instagram?
Well, I said to her, did you leak this story or tell Page Six? Like, why is Page Six writing about this? And Teddy said, no, I didn't. And I was like, huh, I don't totally believe her. I think she did, but that's just me.
You think Teddy leaked the fact that she commented?
I think PK, Dorit, and Teddy leaked that story to Page Six.
Saying
and
then, what? That Dana Wilkie caused
that this. I caused the robbery to cause me a backlash, to give me a backlash. But that's not what happened, by the way. I didn't get a backlash. So this is the shocking part. So what ends up happening is that...
Yeah, I mean, I'm not done hearing about this either. And it's great. And we are going to talk more about Jen Shah and what Dana has found out and who she's spoken to in the Salt Lake camp. But I am not done. I am just starting. I have so many more questions for her about these DMs and emails and whatever other form of communication was between her and PK and Dorit and Teddy. And I know you guys want to know this too. So head on over to Patreon. And that is what I am about to grill Dana on this. We are just getting started with this little clip that you just heard. I've got a lot more to ask her. Enjoy.